Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy anniversary, Ramon Ray.
Thank you, sir.
9 years as a member of our Braintrust. How about that?
I love it, man. It's a pleasure to celebrate the anniversary with you.
Yeah.
It's been an honor. I look forward to many more.
Well, we love having you on the show. Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the new book, The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. He's one of our top technology experts in the Braintrust. And smallbiztechnology.com is his website. Ramon, talk to us some more. You know, you said something earlier in the hour in our visit that I wanted to come back to. You said you and I are not slaves. You didn't say it this way, but we're not
right.
We're not slaves to Facebook. We're not
right.
You know, we haven't gone over the deep end on Facebook. But we
right,
know
right.
But we know that it's a tool.
Yes.
I think of these things as tools. As a business
right.
owner, I think of them as tools rather than something that I should get infatuated about. But I do believe that they are they're not only important tools now, they're going to become not just Facebook, but the whole way of connecting with people in Facebook as one of them is going to be the way that you're going to be prospecting for people.
Right. No, that's for sure. And what I meant by that, and then I'll comment on what you said just now as well. I wrote the book, The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. I'm the technology evangelist. You know, I'm a geek to the core, as you know. I have every social network, every gadget in my bag, 2 portable smartphone chargers, Jim. I mean, video cameras in my bag, just in the bag I carry with me. But I say that because, like you, I step back and always first ask, are the core fundamentals of your business solid? Cash flow, profit and loss. Are you marketing just basic right? Are you smiling? Do you have business cards? Do you have an email newsletter? Then the geek in me comes out. Now once you've got this basics right, your products are even done well, you know, Shark Tank stuff, then we can take these tools, Facebook, social media, location services, mobile technology, and supercharge your business. Because if you get it reversed, Jim, you'll just be supercharging a dead business.
That's right.
And that's just death.
Absolutely. And the thing to realize is that this is for businesses who aren't and I polled my audience, Ramon, about how involved they are in social media. And
right.
most small business owners are either not using social media or they're confused about it or they're intimidated by it. Most of them. More than half.
No, I agree completely. I mean, that's one reason writing the book.
That's
course,
the reason but. Why they need. That's the reason why this. I want them to have your book because they need to take it. And all I'm telling them is, get started, find out what's going on, and try to find a way to use something of it. And then tomorrow, day after, use a second something, and keep growing it, because it social media does not sound like ROI. To most small
right.
business owners, but it can. And the truth is, here's what's happening right now, Ramon. Every day that goes by is a day that businesses who aren't using social media are getting farther behind and are starting to lose prospects.
You're right, and that's very powerful. I mean, so I think our message is definitely social media is important. And one thing you just said, Jim, about why small businesses are not using it, I think part of the fault is our fault, not you per se, but us who get it. Because, and again, not you per se, Jim, but we in this world pushing, tweet. People see what's the name, Ashton Kutcher, and these famous people. You know, they have 10 million followers,
right?
And the glitz people, small businesses think I have to be there,
right?
Or
I'm so far behind, I'll never. what I tell people, Ramon, is I've been saying this for a long time. You don't have to win this race.
Yes.
As a small business owner, you don't have to win this race, but you do have to join the race.
Yes.
And
no, that is so important.
To the degree that you can, at least keep the winners, the people who are going to win the race, at least keep them in sight.
Yes, that is true. Jim, if I use some of these nuggets in my own presentation speeches, do I have to credit you, or can I just say I got it?
Well, you know the way that goes. The first time you credit the person, the second time you credit somebody, and the third time it belongs to you.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Okay. But no, Jim, you're so true in that. And I think that small businesses really need to understand that, because that's insightful. People are, I go to events, I'm a presenter, as you know, Jim, and people say, Ramon, well, how many Twitter followers should I have, or what should be my goal for Facebook mm-hmm. likes? And I say, stop. Just start. Just practice taking one photo a day, one photo a week, whatever works for you, and posting that online.
Well, isn't it more mm-hmm. what you want to do with it than just being there? I mean, like I said, if somebody came to me and said, when I was in my consulting business, somebody came mm-hmm. to me and said, there's this really important person that I want to call on, but I know right. that I can't just walk into their business, or I can't call their secretary and get an appointment with them. I know they're too busy. What should I do? I would say, what do you know about them? What are they like? What are they doing? Are they involved in social media? What can you learn about them? What kind of research can you do about them? And find a way over the next day, week, month, year, 2 years, find a way to connect with them.
That's it. And Jim, it goes back to what you said before. It's connection. And I think people should never lose sight of that. Yes, I do think there's opportunity to make money directly selling online. Facebook has e-commerce tools. Twitter, you can do direct advertising.
Right.
But I think baby step one, make that warm connection. What does John Jan say? No, like, and trust. You probably said right. similar things like that yourself.
Yep.
And I think that's what it boils down to.
Well, and it's you have to realize selling online, selling in social media, selling on Facebook, the rules are different than the traditional selling rules. The book is called The Facebook Guide to Small Business Marketing. Ramon Ray is the author. Brand new, folks. You got to check this out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.